It's the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Coming up, we talk with IPR's Dan Wanchura, who has just been to Ohio and back. Dan is the bravest among us. He is on our Pints North trivia tour. We're going to check in with him shortly. But first, an attempt to change how we talk about politics. Politics, whether they are national or local, have become something of a game of camps. You know, you're in the red camp, you're in the blue camp. Whichever camp you're in, you might be kind of entrenched there, not really communicating with the other. Today, on the Up North Lowdown, we introduce you to a third camp, the purple camp. Tina Allen is one of the founding members of what's called the Purple Assembly, which has a kickoff event tonight at the Traverse Area District Library. Hey, Tina, thanks for coming on the Up North Lowdown.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what you're doing. But before that, I'm kind of curious where you're coming from in all of this, because this is a bigger effort than just you. There's a whole team of people working on it. But what made you personally want to get involved in this effort and take this step?
So my story is just that I don't know what to do. I was in local government. I'm actually in conflict resolution locally. And it's like, we can't talk. People are not able to talk to their families. People aren't able to talk to their neighbors. You're afraid to bring up anything for fear that there's this big divide. And we believe, or I believe, that a lot of that is coming from the stories we hear. They're telling us we're divided. And so we're afraid to talk, right? There's like a fear that comes out of that messaging that's just kind of, it's just out there, right? Everywhere. You're divided. So I don't believe that. I believe that we have more in common than we have differences. We live in this Northern Michigan area because we chose it for a lot of the same reasons, right? And so I just don't buy into it. And I want to do something about it because I'm a doer. I have a hard time not doing.
Have you experienced a version of, you know, strife with friends who are harder to talk to now, or family members who are harder to be around? Is this something in your life too?
Well, I'm really lucky that my family, we're all pretty much on the same page, but certainly friends. There's a lot of times you go out with your friends, or you say, this isn't a good day to go out with these people because it's going to be hard to talk about something. We don't know what to do. And I'm sure they feel the same way about me, right? I can't talk to Tina because I know she feels this way about this.
You're talking about bringing people together to listen, and that we might be on the same page more than we think. So maybe this next question means I'm thinking about it the wrong way, but I am curious how you'll make sure that you have a broad enough cross-section of people, red and blue, to make purple.
Well, that is the hardest thing. So we just finally said, you know what the heck, let's just throw it out there and see who comes. I mean, this is so not organized, which is funny because the people who are kind of this group, this what we are now, are a lot of local leaders. And so they're used to having like, this is our vision. This is our mission. This is what we're going to do. We are so not that.
So right? are you just driving yourselves crazy with deciding that this won't be organized, sort of?
What happened was that's exactly what happened. We had these big, like, what's our vision? What's our mission? What's our, you know, strategic planning? And we went, this is so stupid. The strategic plan is to listen to people. So let's just get out there and listen to people.
Can I make an observation?
Yes, please.
This is a topic that makes a lot of people miserable, right? Thinking about our divide, thinking about, you know, these times with capital T's at the beginning of both those words. You seem quite joyful.
Well, I think the joy comes in from that feeling of, you know, you're doing something. And that really is the biggest thing, even at the beginning, that we all said, like, I just need to do something. I can't just sit here in misery. I need to do something. So I feel like I'm doing something. It might be something a little hard to understand, but I'm doing something. And the other is when I get in a room with other people who have those same concerns, but are not just there only to complain, but are there because they want to actually change the way we work together, then that's really exciting to me.
Tina, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I love to, obviously I am joyful and I'm passionate. That makes you want to share things with other people.
The Purple Assembly has its first gathering tonight at the Traverse Area District Library. There are details on our website, iprnews.org. Look under the Stuff to Do tab. All right, it is now time for something trivial, but I mean that in the best way possible, because IPR's Dan Wanchura is on the road right now with the IPR Pints North Trivia Tour. It is a project of our Pints North podcast. He was in Ohio last night, and he's on the phone with us now. Hey, Dan.
Good morning, Ed.
Pints North in Cleveland last night, our first time stepping outside the mitten, at least for trivia. How did the Ohioans do, Dan?
They did really well. They showed out. We had a crowd of about 80 people show up, Ed, which was like we didn't kind of know what to expect. And so to see that many people come out, it was really exciting. They didn't top our two Michigan scores so far this year. The winning team had 25 points, whereas previously our winners in Michigan had 26 and 28. So there is that, Ed.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm sitting a little taller in my chair now. You had to adapt some of the questions because we had some pretty Michigan-specific ones in there. So throw out, let's hear an Ohio question. What's different?
Yeah, so that's right. So this is an example of a question slightly tweaked, and that is this. Ohio features a white O. The Ohio state flag features a white O, a blue triangle, and this number of white stars. Any idea?
I'm going to guess 3. I don't know why.
So it's 17, and that's because it corresponds to being the 17th state admitted to the union.
Awesome.
Don't worry. There were some Ohioans who didn't get that one right last night, Ed.
Thank you.
You're fine.
I feel better now. Yeah, thank you. So you are talking to us now back in the safe confines of Michigan, but you're staying downstate for a couple more days. What's coming up on the tour?
Yeah, tonight we're going to be in Detroit at Brewery Faison. We're going to be partnering with Great Lakes Now and Bridge, Michigan on that event. And then tomorrow night we'll be in Ann Arbor to wrap up the 3-day mini tour. We'll be at Holmes Campus with Michigan Public. So looking forward to these two upcoming events.
And then back up north after that.
Yes, back up north. We have a show in Frankfort on March 3rd. We'll also be in Elk Rapids March 24th. So, still opportunity. If you've missed out on the Up North events, there's still a few more. So mark those on your calendar.
Dan Wanchura on the phone with us after braving the wilds of Cleveland. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
That's the Up North Lowdown for this Tuesday, February 17th. Thanks for being with us. Two Northern Michigan athletes, we should note, have their turn at the Winter Olympics in Milan today. Kayla Kuhn and Winter Vinecki in the women's aerial freestyle skiing event. We'll hear more from Milan later this week on the Up North Lowdown.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you. And by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.